Hello, it's Joseph here in central Tokyo. I'm just walking home from the supermarket where I've been buying some plants, as are vegetables, or what were supposed to be vegetables, which most of them never actually took. Mind you, I did plant daikon, Japanese radish, which normally goes down to a depth of, kind of 1.5 foot or 1 foot, and I planted them in a 6-inch planter. But anyway, I thought I'd give it a go, but they failed. Anyway, so I've just bought some miniature roses and some ivy and a couple of things which I have no idea what they are to fill up the tubs outside our front door. And walking through the park, I just noticed that the first autumn leaves are appearing. It's now late August, and although typically in Japan, autumn does seem to come later than in the UK, it does seem it's on its way. And I like the changes of the seasons, but also I find them kind of terrifying because it's a reminder that time is just passing so fast. And and there's a lot of things I want to achieve in my lifetime, and it just reminds me that there isn't much time. And then I'm thinking, well, this is crazy, because there is no stopping this, and this is something that of course we all have to live with all the time, so perhaps it's not all that healthy to attach so much importance to the passing of time, which normally I don't. I don't clock watch, but I do set myself up to do an awful lot within, for example, one day. And I feel uneasy if I'm idle for too long. I haven't always been like this. I think it's partly living in Tokyo and my way of thinking that's developed since I got married. And I feel under pressure to achieve certain things. In a way, I would really like to take a year out, go and live in the middle of nowhere in Hokkaido, with no pressure to achieve this, that or the other. Just live on the land and things. And there's blogs like the Bastiche.net, One Life blog. Wonderful story there of a couple who have given up Tokyo life and gone to live in the countryside to eat baby snakes. And, is it ever going to be possible to do this? At the moment, due to student debt, things like that, it's very tricky. And also because it's not what my wife would want to do. So, I think for the time being I just have to manage this internal struggle with the passage of time as best I can, and not get too obsessed by it. Okay, well, I'm just arriving home now, so I shall sign off and see you soon. Bye-bye.